I was counting on that as a musical intro. Yeah. Are you good?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I want to get this show started.
Get us started.
And this is very difficult to do. I'm not drunk. I'm not stoned. So this is a little hard coming at it cold. But I want to make this a little bit of a formal announcement. Thank everybody for coming out. I think this still is a shit-hot idea, and it's great that we've sort of doubled our audience already in 1 week or one month. And I think we're going to stick with this. The second Tuesday of every month here in the back room of the Imperial Pub for live podcaster night. So that's what this is about. And I think I've talked with a few people about just keeping this organic and no set rules and no... the rules we came up with last time was find a pub, get together, podcast. And that seems to work pretty well. So there's no script, there's no order. I think as the spirit moves people, if somebody else wants to come up and just do their bit, try something out, new configuration. When you're done or when the audience has had enough of you, they'll tell you to sit down. And go from there. So, any questions? That's what I do with my class every day. Any questions? And of course, there never are any. This is for us, or this is trash, or this is whatever. It doesn't really matter at this point. This is just kind of a warm up to get us going.
Yeah, I like the vibe too of this, where it's like you can come near the front if you're into the podcast, but if it's just like some Scarborough dude podcast,
exactly.
Go back and chill out there instead.
This is why I refuse to do Dicks and Jane's in this location, because I just don't get the respect. So tonight, in fact, oh there we go, look at that popcorn as promised. Whoa. Special thanks to the Imperial Pub for donating all that wonderful free popcorn for us tonight. Well, it's good enough. It's good enough. So, no, I'm not going to do Dixon Jane's. And I also found out that our intern can't make it tonight. So that sort of puts a hole in our show. And then the other half, Brent, claims he has to work late. So there goes gappage. That's two shows. But fortunately, at the very end of my last show, sitting in a park about, 2-3 days ago, I came up with an idea for another podcast I'd like to do, called Having Said That. It's an expression that really, really annoys me. I hear this all the time. That being said, having said that, you cannot get away from that expression. It bugs the hell out of me, but I realized it makes a very, very good name for a podcast, because I repeat myself all the time anyway. I can't remember. My listeners can't remember what I've said from episode to episode. So with a title like Having Said That means I can repeat myself and go on from there. Or I can contradict myself, because it really implies on the other hand. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. That's what I'm going to do right now, is get this very short episode of Having Said That out of the way. This is the first episode of Having Said That. Because on my last podcast, yeah, you can interrupt.
I just want to know how open are you to audience participation? Before I start interrupting every second thing you say. Because I cannot do that.
I know. I think we'll just play it by ear and see what happens. If you overwhelmingly feel the need to interrupt me, if I say something outrageous, you can go right ahead. Otherwise, you can shut the fuck up and I'll get on with my podcast. It's either way is good for me. I really, really don't care. As I say, this is not my gold standard. This is not Dixon Jane's. This is just fuck. Having said that, what I said last time, I was out on my last podcast, and I said something about the police cars on the G20, that I repeated that the equipment had been taken out of them before they were torched, before the police turned over three police cars, and I was called on that by somebody else, put a comment up, says, you know, I don't believe that. And I realized I had absolutely no grounds at all for making that statement. It was one of those things I picked up from somebody who I wanted to believe was telling the truth. But it's like one of those little things that goes around the internet. It's like the fact that people say, well, there were no Jews at 9/11 in any of the towers. They all knew they were coming down.
Is that true?
It is.
Well, you see, that kind of thing, this kind of conspiracy shit really, really, really bothers me. Now, I'm old enough to remember when Kennedy was shot. Like, I was in high school. And we had, sitting at home in the living room, we saw Jack Ruby shoot Lee Harvey Oswald, like live on television. Everybody's, oh my God, fuck, what happened? That was live. That was an amazing thing. But, of course, you know, there was 20 years of conspiracy theories. It wasn't a lone gunman, there were other people and so on. And we hear the same about 9/11. Oh, well, the Americans are in on it because there's no possible way. And the trouble with the internet is people just start repeating these things and putting up pictures and putting documentaries, and it becomes very credible. Like, oh, yeah, it's real. Of course it's real. I heard it. And people keep repeating. And the more it's repeated, the more real it becomes. And that bugs the hell out of me. And then I found I was guilty of doing the very same thing, of going around wanting to believe, which I do, I think, that the police at the G20 deliberately abandoned three police cars to be torched so that they would have an excuse to come down and stomp on everybody the next day. I have no grounds for believing that to be true. I think it's true. It makes sense to me. But it's very, very irresponsible, even on an amateur podcast, to go around spreading things that you have no grounds for, because somebody else will pick that up. Not that anybody would listen to me or quote me or use me as a reference, but I have my own sense of right and wrong, and that struck me as wrong, what I did. Having said that, it really, really, really doesn't matter one way or the other how it is. Now, I'm just realizing in the midst of this, that what I'm doing now is I'm talking to the people sitting here, and it's making me very uncomfortable. And the reason I love my Dixon Janes podcast is I'm not talking to anybody but myself. And I'm aware, as I look out at people, there's a very, very big difference. And in fact, I wanted to explore that. I feel my face is red. I'm uncomfortable. I'm thinking, oh, this is not going very well. And it's really awkward. But I kind of wanted to put myself in that awkward situation to feel what it feels like. And I can tell you honestly, I much prefer talking to people who aren't there than talking to people who are here. But having said that, I wanted to get the ball rolling, and I got the fucking ball rolling, and I got it out of my system, and I did it, and I'm done, and I'm shutting down, and I'll probably be back later when I'm a little more drunk or I've had a toke, and that's
gonna,
it. Unless you
I'm
would like to see
separate
something.
In.
Oh, why don't you do that?
I was thinking that.
Bail me out. Thank you so
hi, this
much.
Is Keith McNally, by the way. Nice to.
They recognize your voice. They know.
When so it was Ken's idea to set this all up, this whole podcaster night. And I was, you know, right away, I was like, that sounds cool, we should do that. But I remember you did introduce it in this way, like, we can just go do our podcast live in front of people. And I was like, hey, well whatever it is, you know, why resist? Let's say yes. But yeah, I couldn't imagine it by myself either. Like, how is this going to work? What would, like, would I just stand up here going like, oh my God, everyone's looking at me, what am I going to do? And then it was when I hit on the idea of me and Picard doing a show. It was so much easier. There's two of us, and we just talk, and it's fine.
Which went very well. That was a great show, and it was very impromptu, and I think that's the spirit we're trying to capture here. This is an experiment, and this is new, and this is untrodden ground. This is just something, the idea of having people just sort of come up and give it a shot. I appreciate you coming up and doing that. You can stick around for a minute. You want to just have a little chat for a couple of minutes?
Because I am interested in this. Like, are you going to continue to try to forge this ground of the solo live podcaster? It really is. Like, it's a bold move. Like, I couldn't even conceive of how it would... Because I was thinking, for me, I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, how is it not going to just turn into stand-up comedy? How else can I do this?
And I think
myself?
I'm one of these people who's a frustrated actor. I think I really, really would have liked if I'd had the guts to actually be up on stage acting. And my life never went that way. So this is kind of a little way of sneaking in there, of sort of putting yourself up on the edge. Maybe, like, this doesn't matter, it's not really important what I'm saying, but maybe you can start getting into childhood memories, and you start, like, I know if I started talking about some of the things I want, I'd start crying. And how would that feel? We fucking start crying in front of people because you're telling some very, very tender memory or something.
And what if
I don't
want
to go there yet, but maybe 3-4 weeks down the road I might.
And what if I start laughing? Yeah, like, that's not going to
Well, that good. Would be, yeah, then, now then, because they got cameras going, if we get into a brawl up here, that would make for some good video and audio.
But yeah, I just wanted to mention, because I was wondering about that too, like, it's two people, easy, no problem. One person, impossible. So good luck to you, sir.
It's a difference. thank you very much.
I'm curious to see where this all goes.
Well, me too. And that was a starting point. And well, the nice thing about doing this kind of thing, too, is that you can just trash it. I do that all the time. If you don't like something, it doesn't go, you trash it, and you don't put it out there.
Cool.
And if you do like it, if you think it's interesting, you think it might be listening to the people, interest to the people who are actually out there, not here, but listening, to see if they pick up on that vibe. That's worth a try, too.
You know, this could always work, too, in the future. If you do one solo and it's totally going wrong, then you can, it'd be like wrestling. You can tag people in.
Just be like, what? Get up here.
What I that's true. That works too. The other thing, what I find, it's a little bit like I teach every day for a living, and that gets easy. But one thing as a teacher, what you want is you need feedback from your students. It's like musicians, anybody else. You need some feedback. And when you get this silence, that's the part that scares you. You'd rather somebody laughed. You'd rather somebody talked over it. You'd rather somebody called you on it. But just the silence is really, ooh, God, that's uncomfortable. So you start rushing to try and, well, how am I going to fill that? I'm going to change it. I'm going to change the dynamics of the room, you know, and ooh. Don't want to go there. So I'm pretty well done.
Yeah, that's good. I just wanted to interrupt your show. That's all.
No, I appreciate that very much. I count on you for it. I'll be back. I'm sure you will too. Thank you. And I'm signing off. Thank you. I have to come back on. There are some announcements. This book, absolutely amazing book, Six String Nation. If anybody was at PAB 2008 in Ottawa, Joey Taylor was there, gave a presentation. Lovely book, full of pictures, tells the story of this most amazing guitar. This is a prize tonight. I figured this kind of a gathering, we got to give out prizes. So I will be asking some very difficult questions later on. Whoever has the answer will win this prize. Anybody wants? Unfortunately, somebody tried to peel off the price sticker. But if you can clean that off, it'll make a nice gift for you to give somebody for Christmas. And also, we have a few tip-tap-tip, very rare, very hard to get badges. I don't know, do the Squid Pod people even have these?
Yeah, we got
You got some, too. All right, well, you don't count, but others, these are collector's badges, by the way. We do have some very, very interesting people, and I hope that somebody's podcast sometime down the road actually... when the place fills up, if it goes around actually introducing and announcing, you know, who else is here, and I think that's fun too, because this is a new dynamic, and every group that gets together forms a new dynamic. Thank you, and I'm off. Bye-bye.